Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Mr. William Pepper. And, of course, Mr. Pepper has dedicated a good deal of his life to trying to determine what really happened back in 1968 when Martin Luther King was assassinated. Now, just this last week, we had a great deal of propaganda put out about talking about Mr. Martin Luther King's death and honoring his death, and all of the political candidates were there talking about what a wonderful man he was. But the question is, have we ever been told the truth about the murder of Martin Luther King? And of course, the incredible thing is that there was a trial that was held. There was a trial that was held under the sponsorship of Martin Luther King's family. Well, I'm going to let Mr. Pepper tell you this story because it is indeed an incredible story, and the fact that most people have never heard it simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. But we do carry the book Mr. Pepper written entitled An Affair of State, and then, of course, we also put together a four-tape set on this issue. Every American should know the true story of what happened to Martin Luther King. Mr. Pepper, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you pick up the story on that?
Well, I mean, you're spot on. There was a trial in 1999 in Memphis, Tennessee. It went on for 30 days or over 70 witnesses, about 4,000 pages of transcript. It set out in detail, as has never happened before with any assassination, any assassination that which I'm aware of, going back to ancient times. It set out in factual detail under oath how Martin King was killed and why he was killed. It was blocked by the corporate media. They simply didn't allow the people of this republic to have access to it. They stayed in the hallway until Mrs. King testified, or Andrew Young, or other members of the family, and then they were in for that testimony. But when it came to the serious evidence, they did not attend. The hearing did not hear it, so the people did not hear it.
And Chris, could you give the background of the assassination? At what point did Lloyd Jowers play in that? Who hired Lloyd Jowers? How do we know about anything about Lloyd Jowers? Most people have never heard the name, and yet, of course, his confession, which was played there at the trial, was certainly what convinced the jury of the involvement not only of Lloyd Jowers, but of course, of the federal government in the murder of Martin Luther King.
Yes,
Pepper, go ahead.
Yes, Doug.
Lloyd Jowers was the owner of Jim's Grill. That grill backed onto the Lorraine Motel, and on Mulberry Street in Memphis. Jowers, whom I had come to know for 25 years prior to him actually being broken down as he got close to death, had been approached by a Carlos Marcello lieutenant in Memphis named Frank Liberto, who owned a warehouse, a vegetable and produce warehouse, and handled a lot of operations for Marcello, ranging from prostitution and drugs to illegal gambling. Jowers was approached by Liberto until they wanted to use his place, his grill, as a staging ground for the assassination of Martin King. Eventually, Jowers told us about the meetings that were held in the grill involving Memphis police officers. He was out in the bushes in the brush area back of the kitchen of his place with the shooter. And after the shot was fired, took the still-smoking rifle and ran back into his kitchen and broke it down. He was confronted, seen immediately by a woman called Betty Spates. And Betty Spates first tipped me off to this. Finally, I'd known her also, but I always tried to keep her away from us for a long time. Finally, we found her, and she told me this story very tearfully in late 1992. She had been Jowers' mistress since she was about 17 years old, and she was, on the one hand, protecting him for all those years, and on the other hand, concerned that he was the actual shooter, which she believed, so she was protecting him. But on the other hand, she was afraid of him. She finally told the story, and we then had the door open on Mr. Jowers. Then other witnesses started to come forward who implicated him, and he finally was afraid of indictment, which was, they were never going to indict him, but he was afraid of that. So he finally came forward with the story. We decided to sue him in order to bring out all of the evidence. I represented the King family, and we brought the lawsuit.
But, of course, he was not ready to get any money from Jowers because he was in the process
of dying. No, it wasn't brought for money. No,
it was to try to let the American people know about the conspiracy to kill Martin Luther King, and they can't let the American people know that, not to this very day. So eventually Lloyd Jowers did give you the testimony, admitted the part that he played in the assassination?
Jowers testified I interviewed him with Andrew Young, and he laid out the role that he played, and he confirmed Betty Spade's story. He then told the same story in a meeting that I set up between Dexter King and Andrew Young, so he confirmed it with Andy Young as well, who was present. And yes, he played that critical role. He took the gun. He held on to the gun until it was picked up by one of Liberto's associates.
Was his confession actually recorded in any way, video or tape recorded?
His meeting, yes, his sessions with Dexter and I were recorded, and I believe the session with Andy was as well, but I'm not sure of that.
But were they played? They were played at the trial because he was too ill to attend.
He was present at the trial.
Oh, he was.
And he was a defendant. He was there. He couldn't. He became ill toward the end, and so.
All that stuff. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Right.
The American Freedom Network.
Austrian.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245 and hug Sameach. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Mr. William Pepper, who is the attorney representing the King family in the trial of Lloyd Jowers. And, of course, Mr. Pepper was saying that Lloyd Jowers was there during a great part of the trial. Then he became quite ill. He was really seriously ill at the time, wasn't he?
Yes. He was. He only lived a short while after the trial.
All right, fine. Well, of course, now, one of the things was that wasn't there a military hit team that was there to kill Martin Luther King if the paid assassin had failed?
Yes, there was a backup unit, a sharpshooting unit with two snipers, included two eight-man unit, an Alpha 184 unit, but with two snipers and two spotters. And they were in position, but they were only a backup. They did not kill Martin King because the civilian contract killer shot and killed him from the Bush area. But that unit was there. I learned about them in 1993. I heard about them for the first time in 93. We made contact with them in 94 with two of the snipers who had gone from the United States and fled in the 70s, afraid they were going to be taken out. They fled to Mexico, and we made contact. I made contact with them through an intermediary who was trusted by them and who had been previously been a reporter, but also a naval intelligence officer.
And we began
to get the story of their involvement, and they came out of Camp Shelby, Mississippi.
And, of course, they eventually came back to tell you the story, and then they were so intimidated that they were fearful for their own lives. What was that all about, that part of the story?
Well, they believed that there was a cleanup operation in effect and that they were going to be killed. And so they left. They fled the States and they went to Mexico. And that's where we made contact with them. And they laid out how it took place.
All right. And did you actually hold a meeting with them then?
No, they would never meet with me.
I see.
I was James Earl Ray's lawyer at the time and they would never meet with me, but they did agree to meet with a former reporter of the Memphis Commercial Appeal who had agreed to help me. He had been a naval intelligence officer. They had known him. He had actually met them during a year and a half of research that he did on the role of military intelligence in surveilling the civil rights movement going back to the second decade of the 20th century.
Okay, and but these men were really afraid for their lives, having been part of this hit team, or at least the sniper team. They realized, of course, that they would have to be eliminated. And they were living then in Mexico for, are they still there, do we know?
Well, as far as we know, they are, yeah.
Right, and of course they were fearful for their own lives. Well, then, Chris, what part did the Memphis police play in this?
Well, the Memphis police and the FBI played the role of effectively of covering up the truth and controlling the investigation. So the Memphis Police Department was a part of the planning. Jowers named several police officers who were a part of the planning group in his grill in his cafe, leading up to the assassination. Their role was really to effectively ensure that there was no interruption with respect to the killing, and that it was covered, the Memphis police in particular, and that it was covered up thereafter.
Well, obviously, then they knew that King was going to be in the Lorraine Hotel. They knew he was going to be on the side adjacent to Jim's grill. I mean, ordinarily, you know, here was a man who there was certainly a question that he might be assassinated, that there was supposedly security for him. Why wasn't he on the other side of the hotel where it wouldn't have been impossible for a sniper to have hit him?
Well, he was originally supposed to be in room 202, which was down, it was a protected area down in the lower courtyard area off the parking area, and he got moved up to room 306. Very, very late in the day, his room was changed. And it was changed by Lorraine Bailey, after whom the motel was, Mr. Bailey's wife, to whom the motel was named. She was asked, she said, to change it by a member of Dr. King's organization. And she moved him to 306. And as soon as the bullet rang out and he was hit, she panicked. She said, "Oh, my goodness, what have I done?" And she knew how critical that room change was that she affected. She then was terrified, and she was so upset, she ran up to her room in the hotel, closed, locked the door, and just stayed there. She actually then had a cerebral hemorrhage. She was rushed herself to the same hospital that Dr. King was taken to, St. Joseph's, and she died 5 days later.
Well, who got him to go out on the porch? I mean, that would be one of the questions. Must have been somebody with him, talked him into going out on the porch where the sniper could hit him.
Well, he was going to go to dinner at Reverend Kyle's home. They were all going to gather and have a barbecue at Reverend Kyle's home. He was a local minister, Reverend Kyle's, and he was not a member of SCLC, but he was a local minister. And he has developed a series of lies over the years that have put him in a situation which is unfortunately untrue, but he's built a career and a reputation by maintaining that he was with Martin King the last half hour of his life, that he helped him choose a tie, that he was in the room, that he, Abernathy, and King were like three preachers talking with each other. Well, none of that was true. That was all false. What Kyles did was to knock on Dr. King's door at 10 minutes to 6 on the 4th of April, presumably to hurry Martin along to go to the dinner. Martin opened the door, talked to Kyles for a very short time, maybe 20 seconds or so, then closed the door, went back inside. Billy Kyles walked down the balcony and just stayed down at the other end of the balcony as though waiting. Martin came out about eight minutes later and stood on the balcony. And Kyles did not come near him, did not approach him, just stayed away, which is, I always thought that was strange because it was a photo op, and he could have had this photograph taken, but he didn't. He stayed away. And, of course, Martin was hit then. Now, the reason I know all these facts, as opposed to what Reverend Kyle said, is because I got my hands on the notes of a black surveillance police officer who was recording everything that was going on in the at the motel. He was watching Dr. King from the back of the fire station through a window in the rear of the fire station. And he was writing everything down. And so he wrote down, you know, just what he saw. Billy Kyles knocked on the door at 10 minutes to 6. Martin came to the door, closed the door, went back inside. So I was able to get that statement and was able to put that police officer on the stand at the civil trial.
And so there were 70 witnesses, a 30-day trial, not one major news media ever really reported the final decision of the jury. What did the jury finally decide?
Well, it took the jury 59 minutes after hearing all of that evidence. It took them 59 minutes to find that that Martin King was assassinated as a result of a conspiracy involving agents of the government of the United States, state of Tennessee, city of Memphis, and Mr. Lloyd Jowers, who was the named defendant. And they attributed 70% liability to governmental agents and 30% to Lloyd Jowers.
And, of course, this was a really shocking decision by the jury. You would have think, you know, when we spend all the time talking about O.J. Simpson or you know, Britney Spears, that the media might have well mentioned that. And yet, did any of the major media, at least in the United States, pick up the story?
Well, practically not. The New York Times did do an article the very next day, but it was a very cosmetic article, but they did say a jury found that conspiracy existed. They didn't name government agents or anything of that sort. They didn't go into the extensive testimony. They just effectively, as a newspaper of record, really almost has a hidebound moral obligation to do. They just effectively reported it, but then it went completely away, and it was never raised again.
And, of course, you have written a book. It's called, what is it, An Act of State?
Well, I've written two books on this case, one called Orders to Kill and the other called An Act of State. There is yet to be a final and ending third book that'll come out, and then I can finally get this kind of monkey off my back. It was it's been a long time, and I knew Martin King, of course, was close to him only the last year of his life. So I'm in a curious... I got into a curious situation where I knew the victim well. I'd worked closely with him in the anti-war activity. When he read articles I wrote when I came back from Vietnam as a journalist, I then started that relationship. And then years later, when I met James Earl Ray for the first time in 1978, I became determined to try to get answers to some questions. 88, 10 years later, I became convinced Ray was just an unknowing patsy and agreed to represent him, became his lawyer. And then, of course, 10 years later, 98, Ray died. We couldn't get a trial. Then we took the case all the way to the Supreme Court and application for certiorari. Couldn't get a trial.
Of course, they couldn't get a trial for James Earl Ray because, of course, if he was found guilty, then it would mean that there was a conspiracy and cover-up, and we couldn't let the American people know that.
Yeah, well, we were close to getting a trial for James when Judge Joe Brown was hearing the case in Memphis. He was a criminal court judge at the time, and he was a bit of a loose cannon as far as the official story was concerned. He was very skeptical, and he heard a lot of the evidence, and he was close to giving us, I think, making an order, giving us a trial. And then the state made an application to the Criminal Court of Appeals, and they took him off the case.
In other words, they couldn't have an honest judge on the case because if the truth had ever come out, think of the implications. I mean, a conspiracy, government conspiracy, my goodness, we could never let the American people know that. Well, basically, of course, when we've talked before, you've mentioned why you felt that the government had to have him killed. And I'm not saying everybody in the government, but there was a small clique of very influential, of really sort of direct things. And why was Martin Luther King a danger to the establishment? Why did they want him dead? Certainly, we know that he led the civil rights movement and gotten legislation passed. And certainly there were many people in government who applauded his efforts to get this civil rights legislation. Then what happened? Why did they decide he had to be killed?
Well, there's basically two reasons why Martin King's fate was sealed. First was he went well beyond being a civil rights leader. He had become an international human rights leader, and he took that role very seriously, and he came to oppose the war in Vietnam fervently. He believed that America was the greatest purveyor of violence on the planet, and what was happening to the ancient people and culture of Vietnam was war criminality, and he just came out very strongly against it, and he was building forces to oppose the war in Vietnam.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Mr. William Pepper, who's an attorney who represented the King family at the trial of Floyd Dowling. We'll be right back.
Time to honor and salute all of our area students and graduates. It took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far. With prom nights and graduation parties right around the corner, you need to exhibit that intelligence again. That means don't drink and drive. Remember, graduation is a class act, so take the next step towards tomorrow by celebrating safely today. This message courtesy of Joe at Well County Customs in Hudson. Your leaders in custom fabrication, where you always get high-quality workmanship. Call 303-536-4949. That's 303-536-4949.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.com.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Mr. Pepper, William Pepper, who is an attorney, but he's dedicated a great deal of his life to getting the true story out about Martin Luther King. We do carry his book, an active state. The previous book, Orders to Kill, certainly that book did not get very good exposure, did it?
No, it didn't. And an active state hasn't had a great deal of exposure either, because both books are published by small publishing houses and simply don't have the funds to move these books around. What happened was Orders to Kill was originally to be a HarperCollins book, and the Murdoch organization came down at the last minute and asked me to remove the chapter that dealt with military involvement. And I thought about it. They made very tempting offers financially and otherwise to do that. I thought about it and decided not to do that. I thought whilst the military wasn't involved in actually carrying out the shooting, they nevertheless were integrated into the total picture, so I couldn't quite leave that out.
And, of course, that definitely showed the government involvement. If it had just been a mafia hit, why, that would have certainly detracted a great deal from the story as a whole, wouldn't it?
Yes, I mean, I think that's basically what their argument was.
Right, and, of course, the thing is that it's one thing if the mafia did it, but it was an entirely different thing if it was involvement with the military, because that would mean, of course, probably the CIA and other intelligence agencies were involved. But before we go on, because we do carry the book, An Active State, because we want our listeners to read it, but do you have a website or any other site where people could get the information, the information you've talked about?
Well, I mean, I don't have a website. I've just never done that. But my closing argument is on YouTube. That's been put on YouTube by people. The entire transcript of the trial is up on the website of the King Center, so people could read and can see the evidence for themselves. I think if one just Googles my name, you'll be directed to speeches, some of which are filmed live, and information and writings of about the case. So there are various ways that people can inform themselves in addition to reading the books.
And is actually the entire text of the trial up on the King family website?
On the King Center site, yes.
King Center site.
Yeah, the center of the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change. It's called the King Center. And I think the address is thekingcenter.com. But in any event, that is the site. Yeah.
And people can actually, if they're really interested in getting the entire text, but of course it'd be a lot easier to read the book An Active State.
Yeah, the book summarizes, the book basically, An Active State, summarizes all of the major evidence at the trial that was adduced at the trial.
And of course I went up on Amazon, looked for Orders to Kill, the first book that Mr. Pepper had written, and there weren't very many copies for sale up there for some reason, and they were really quite expensive. So the book, the first book telling the background of the murder of Martin Luther King, well, let's put it this way, the copies are not readily available, and you have to ask yourself why, if we really have freedom of the press there. Now, the other thing is, of course, we were beginning to talk about why it was so important that Martin Luther King be killed. And they'd go to all the trouble, hire the mafia, have the army hit team there. But so basically, what was behind the effort to kill him?
Well, yes, I was giving you the reasons. There were two reasons. Excuse me. The first one was his opposition to the war in Vietnam. And I was going to the bottom line. The ending of that war would have gone to the bottom line of a number of major American corporations that were profiting greatly from the war. And so he was beginning to have an effect and an impact, and that was unacceptable to those forces of power. So that was first. The second, and I think probably more urgent and more immediate reason, was the fact that he was going to bring 500,000 people to Washington the spring of 1968, right after Memphis. He was going to Mississippi and then coming on with a group to Washington. That was going to be a massive encampment, not a march. They were going to take up residence there in the shadow of the Washington Memorial. And they were going then to visit these masses, their congresspeople, on a daily basis and try to compel them to put back in to the budget, the social programs that had been taken out. Well, I think the military realized that that was not going to work. They were not going to be successful. Those programs were not going to be reinstated. So they were going to be faced with a very angry mob, upwards of 500,000 people in the nation's capital. And I think there was an assessment that King would eventually lose control of that group, and it would become, with or without him, would become a revolutionary force. They didn't have the troops to put down that that kind of massive revolution, and they had seen 100 cities burn the year before. They'd seen what was happening on the streets of Paris, where France was nearly embroiled in revolution. And there was a great deal of fear that this would sweep through the capital, and they would be confronted with a revolution they couldn't put down. Now, that being the case, they had to get rid of King, because without him and without his leadership and his charisma and charismatic presence and commitment, it would likely fizzle out. One wouldn't have that degree of following. And in fact, of course, that is what happened. The assassination ended that possibility.
And I think it's vitally important that the American people understand that there was a conspiracy to murder Martin Luther King. It was proven at a trial and totally ignored by the media. There are two important parts to the story. One is the fact that the media does not tell the truth. And they were able, with the exception of the New York Times, which had ran one article, just said that did they talk about the government involvement in the assassination, or just about Jowers? Do you recall that article?
Well, no. Yes, I think it basically focused on Lloyd Jowers as the defendant.
Right, but of course they can't let the American people know that we actually have people that go around killing other people because they're an embarrassment of the establishment, and there is an establishment, at least in my estimation, that supervises these assassinations. Well, certainly, you eventually were able to get so many of the people who were involved, 70 witnesses. I mean, would you be able to get people in? Music is coming up. We'll be back in just a moment for the final session of this morning's interview with Mr. William Pepper, a lawyer who actually had a case filed and you've never heard about it.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Select Materials in Fort Lupton reminds parents and families in our area that each year many American children lose their lives through the abuse of drugs. Drug addiction does not discriminate between rich and poor, privileged or underprivileged. Parents encourage your children to stay in school, say yes to life and education, and no to drugs. You and your children will be glad you did. This message is proudly sponsored by Select Materials at 17269 County Road 12 in Fort Lupton, serving our area. Call them at 857-4688. That's 857-4688. Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free one-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688.
17 years.
12 and a half years. I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact,
most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. Stop paying bills month after month and never getting ahead. For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Mr. William Pepper, who had invested a large part of his life getting the true story of the murder of Martin Luther King down. And of course, Martin Luther King opposed the Vietnam War. And, of course, there were a lot of people who wanted that war to continue. There was certainly a well-organized anti-war movement, but with King's dynamic leadership, why... this might have crystallized and brought enough pressure, at least to embarrass the people who were so intent upon continuing that senseless carnage over there, which went on for 10 years and resulted in the loss of 58,000 American lives, but 1 million South Vietnamese, 2 million North Vietnamese, and of course the war went on and on and on. We were never allowed to win any more than we're being allowed to win the war in Korea or pigs or what's going on over in Iraq and Afghanistan today. Well, Mr. Pepper, looking back on it, you've invested an awful lot of your life in this. Was it really worth it, getting the information out, considering the fact that the media has totally suppressed it?
Well, you know, one, in my view, doesn't do these things with for a purpose of financial gain, or even if primarily to inform citizens of the republic. Those can be derivative benefits. When you take, I've been a practicing international lawyer for a number of years, written a number of other books as well, and have raised a family. Although I raised them in England because I had to move them to England when I got more seriously involved in this case. But I think, and there are no great regrets about doing that. They received a splendid education, and they're marvelous young people. But you do it as a part of creating your own essence. You do it for your own, for yourself more than anything else. That's something that I felt I had to do, was it worth it? Yes, it's certainly been worth it for me because I've been able to effectively complete a task. That I set out to do that was very important to me, and I've grown and have learned enormously about how governments work, and particularly how this government has functioned, because it is after all my government. So the answer to your question is yes, and in a derivative way, the truth is there. People are interested. Historians are really interested in what happened to Martin King. The evidence is there, the transcript is there, the books are there, they can read, they can understand. It just requires someone to have the interest and the time, which citizens should take in order to inform themselves. So the fact that the masses may never really know how this happened is quite another matter. And it's an unfortunate one, but that's what happens when media is under corporate control and has other agendas.
Amen to that. Well, at least our audiences know, and I appreciate so much you coming on. We do have a number of different audiences, and I think this story is so vitally important because it demonstrates the media control. It demonstrates the fact that they can actually kill someone and get away with it, and then, of course, this use of a patsy, James Earl Ray. How did they get James Earl Ray involved in this? I mean, he had no animosity towards Martin Luther King, did he?
No, he really had no animosity, no reasons. Very interesting. He did a CNN documentary the other night, which was exemplary in terms of how disinformation is spread by corporate media, because they support the official story, and that was the whole thrust of the documentary. And they ignored evidence that we had at the trial. They ignored evidence of the number of people in the bushes. They ignored evidence about the bathroom being empty seconds of, well, certainly minutes before the shooting, with the door open and the light on. They ignored evidence about there being two Mustangs and James Earl Ray being, we had two witnesses saw him drive away from the scene of the crime 20 minutes before the killing. One of those witnesses was a member of the Corps of Engineers.
And this was James Earl Ray had left the scene.
It was James Earl Ray left the scene 20 minutes before the killing.
Right.
Yes. They ignored all the evidence of the photographers, the Army photographers on the roof, saying that, oh, they showed a photograph. They only, you can't see them. You could see them if they were there. And this was after the killing, when they would have had ample time to disappear. They put the old captain from the Memphis fire station on the stand, who had testified in court under oath 9 years ago in detail about how he put those people up there, how he watched them unpack their cameras and then left them alone. Well, 9 years later, they get this old chap whose memory is faulty. He seems to be hesitant. He's not sure when he put them up. He's pretty sure he took them back down with him. I mean, he's all over the lot. Didn't even remember, I suppose, that he had testified in detail 9 years earlier. But they put all of this out there. And when I suggested, by the way, that they should interview this old fire captain, well, they told me he's dead. And then he shows up on the problem. They lied to me, of course. And they lied because they didn't want me to call him and talk to him about they had asked him what had happened.
Who was the lawyer on the other side during the trial? Did the government in any way intervene in the trial? Who represented Lloyd Jowers?
They tried various ways to intervene. The lawyer on the other side was Lloyd Jowers' lawyer, Lewis Garrison. And he was put in a very difficult situation because he knew that he knew what his client had admitted, knew what his client had done, and yet he saw his client as a small part of a much larger operation, and so therefore he did not want to prevent evidence from coming in that diminished his client's overall responsibility, which of course it did. James Earl Ray was profiled. We now know, which we didn't at the time of the trial even, we now know James Earl Ray was profiled in prison. He was chosen as an ideal patsy in 1967, and his escape was facilitated, and then he was kept under monitoring and watch and eventually used.
Well, a fascinating story. Thank you very much for being with us. Our guest, Mr. William Pepper. God bless. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. I hope it's been useful.
Righto.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2, a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And Hug Sameach.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and of course you've heard a very, very important interview. We actually have a four-tape set, not completed, compiled yet, on the Who Murdered Martin Luther King, with other people who can confirm Mr. Pepper's story. You can order that four-tape or four-CD set now, but you will have to wait some weeks until we have an opportunity to get it all together and get the artwork done. But Who Murdered Martin Luther King is one of the most important four-tape sets we've ever created, and, of course, you'll hear Mr. Pepper telling the story you heard this morning. And then, of course, we carry his book, An Active State. We do have that now, and you can order that, and you can order the four-tape set letter later. Why is this important? Because here is something that certainly most Americans are concerned about. After all, we have a national holiday, a Martin Luther King holiday. Whether you like Martin Luther King or whether he was working with the communists, none of this matters. People have attacked me for putting on these stories. Say, oh, Martin Luther King was a terrible man. He was an adulterer. He was. It doesn't matter. It may be true. It may be that nothing we've ever been told about Martin Luther King is true. I disagree with the civil rights legislation. Not that I don't believe that blacks should have the same rights as white people. I just think that this was the wrong solution. Actually, King was used by the establishment who wanted to increase the power of government over our lives. That's what it was all about. And I think he was a tragic example of how a man can be used. And then, of course, once he's been used, they kill him. The book, An Active State, you'll want to read it. You'll certainly want to get the four-tape set. If you order the four-tape set, you'll have to wait until it is completed, but it will be completed shortly. And then you have our permission to copy it and to circulate this to everybody. This is such an important issue because if we get people to understand that they killed Martin Luther King just as they killed Kennedy, just as they killed his brother Bobby Kennedy, and it's a standard approach. They do this regularly. They have, and they hire professional assassins. They kill world leaders. If you haven't read the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, written by John Perkins, or heard my interviews with him, Economic Hitman, we have a four-tape set. He talks about how they kill international people. He was part of the system. In fact, the State Department has on their website, State Department website, a section on disinformation where they try to discredit John Perkins. They can't let you know that your government, which is really controlled by the CFR and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission and people deeply involved in the occult, at least the leaders of the organizations, have programs of killing world leaders who don't go along with them. And they have repeatedly done this. Why? Because there's an objective of one world government, and they want to use America's financial and military power, yes, and our assassins, to bring about a one-world government. The story of Martin Luther King is part of this, to show how it works in the United States, of this book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and, of course, the four-tape set that goes with that Economic Hitman. We'll give you the information you need to reach others. And this is what it's all about. I can only reach so many people. We hope many of you want to help us. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Understand we're involved.